Buffet features catfish, jambalaya, hush puppies, I just love them, fried okra, and so much more, plus a full salad bar, and all for just $13.95, including a soft drink. That's right, just $13.95. So whether you're looking for a classy business lunch or you're on the clock and you want a great meal fast, make lunch plans today at Rhythm Kitchen on South Decatur at Sunset, just off the 215. Don't forget, the New Orleans-style lunch buffet opens weekdays at 11. For reservations or menu specials, check them out at rhythmkitchenlv.com. That's rhythmkitchenlv.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible. Check it out. It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
it is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Great to have you with us. It is Thursday. That means Wayne Allen Root coming up in just a few minutes. Just about an hour from now, he will join us. We know that there are changes afoot in the Trump administration. One of them involves the Secretary of State, where Mike Pompeo will succeed Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State. And in fact, tell you what, let's do. Andy Kaiser did a great piece in The Hill just about 24 hours ago, highlighting four reasons why Mike Pompeo will be a huge success as Secretary of State. And Andy Kaiser joins us. Andy, thanks for so much for joining us. A great piece on The Hill. Loved it.
Oh, thanks, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
Why do you like, why are you so bullish on Mike Pompeo?
You know, I think the biggest difference is it starts with him having the confidence of the president on day one, which, you know, I don't know that you could say about his predecessor, certainly over time. And with that, when you show up in a foreign capital, if folks know that you're speaking on behalf of the president and there's no daylight in between, then that just commands a greater deal of respect and frankly can, you know, further sort of the country's priorities so much more effectively.
Again, Andy Kaiser joining us. He is currently a principal at Navigators Global and a visiting fellow at the National Security Institute at George Mason University, Antonin Scalia Law School, joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. I want to ask you, this is being perceived by folks on the left as chaos, crisis, perhaps Armageddon within the administration. Is change inevitable in these Washington jobs?
It is inevitable. I mean, I do think it's a little unusual to have this amount of turnover at these senior positions. But that said, I mean, I think you'd much rather get it right. And it was very clear, you know, from the beginning, really, that the president and his secretary of state didn't mesh. I think most of it, frankly, is sort of a personality and a stylistic difference. You know, Tillerson was CEO of a Fortune 5 company, and those jobs you tend to be a little risk averse. You're more worried about quarterly profits and upsetting the apple cart. So they actually tend to be a little more careful. And this president is, you know, certainly aggressive and forward-leaning, and so I do think Pompeo is likely a better fit. And then policy-wise, you're not going to see a whole lot of daylight. He's very hawkish on Iran, North Korea, other things where we've kind of, you know, we've let diplomacy perhaps run its course in some of these problems for decades, and time to, you know, sort of put the squeeze on.
Andy, you mentioned the hawkish nature of Mike Pompeo. Opponents are saying that that really is his biggest detriment, is that he is more of a, I guess they'd call it a warmonger. You would call it hawkish. Explain how that would manifest itself, let's say, against, say, Russia, who we now have new sanctions against today. Talk a little bit about how that mindset might be different than what we've had under Rex Tillerson, or certainly throughout the Obama administration.
Right. Well, that's probably one misconception, is that somehow Pompeo is going to be soft on the Russians, which is pretty laughable. He's literally was a cold warrior who, you know, was patrolling the Iron Curtain as a U.S. Army officer against the Russians before the fall of the wall. You know, I served with him actually at the House Intelligence Committee, and you know, he's well aware of the Russian threat around the world. And you know, I don't think you're going to see certainly any kind of soft approach from Pompeo.
What are your expectations once his nomination gets to a Capitol Hill?
You know, I do think he's going to have a bit of a rocky ride for a number of reasons. Probably the most important to think about is, this, of course, is an election year, and it's a very high-profile opportunity for particularly the Democrats to raise sort of every, you know, every concern they have under the sun with the administration in these you know, hearings where the lights will be bright and the cameras will be on. So I think they'll do that. Pompeo is a very smart, measured guy. He was first in his class at West Point. He was editor of the Law Review at Harvard. So he's no dummy. He'll be able to hold his own. You know, he'll make it through. I do think it'll be a bit rocky, but once he's in place, he'll hit the ground running, I do believe.
Again, joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline, Andy Keiser, former Deputy National Security Senior Advisor to the Trump Transition Team and a senior advisor to the House Intelligence Committee. Let me just ask you, a lot of people are talking about this report from the Republicans. The Democrats are saying, no, the investigation's not over. Are you surprised by the partisanship, maybe on both sides, but certainly on the Democrat side, relative to this Russian collusion investigation?
I am. I mean, it's such a big issue for the country that the tensions are, you know, were going to be unavoidably high. So you do have that. I do think both the chairman and ranking member are their tendencies are a bit more partisan than Mike Rogers and actually a guy named Dutch Ruppersberger, who used to run the committee on the Democratic side. So you had that. You have all this pressure. You have, you know, certainly the base of the Democrats who are kind of frothing at the mouth, putting pressure on the folks here in Washington to find something. So, you know, but I do think it's unfortunate that it kind of came to this, because what happens is if you issue a partisan report, you know, everybody kind of retreats to their corners, and the public is unsure, you know, what's up and what's down and who to listen to.
Do you think, Andy, that the, let's say, the Senate Intelligence Committee will come up with anything different, which is essentially a dead end? Yes, Russian tried to collude. No, Hillary or Trump campaigns were not involved.
I think they'll issue a report. I mean, they it sure appears that they're trying harder than the House to keep it within a bipartisan lane, which, frankly, I would predict ends up, whatever they come out with, I do think, you know, the public and the media and folks that are trying to be neutral and objective, which is hard to do in such a highly charged environment and issue, will sort of take whatever they come out with as you know, the truth of the matter, largely.
Andy, in our final couple of minutes, we know that this is a critical juncture for our nation's foreign policy. We've got the possibility of a meeting with Kim Jong-un and the president, maybe before the end of next month. We've got a lot of stuff that's percolating around the world, not just North Korea, but in the Middle East, in Syria. And yet we have this void suddenly with Rex Tillerson stepping down and Mike Pompeo, the designee. Do you have a feel for how long it's going to take to get Pompeo confirmed? And can he still go to the State Department? Can he go to the office there? Can he bark out orders? What can Mike Pompeo do in this interim period?
Good question. No, he really can't do that. That can get him in trouble in a Senate confirmation process where you want to give deference to the folks that have to approve you, so you can't necessarily show up and get on the job. He also, of course, is still the CIA director, doing that job and transitioning that to the new gal who's a phenomenal choice, Gina. So he will, as far as how the process will go, they'll want to move quickly. Obviously, this is probably, the third highest profile job in all of government beneath, president, vice president. So the Republicans will want to move quickly. But, it is Congress, so it'll certainly take weeks, I suspect.
Hey, Andy, if folks want to know more about what you do at the Navigators Global and at the National Security Institute, where can they find you? Where can they look you up?
Probably best on Twitter, and it's at Andy Keiser, KEISER. Appreciate the time, and happy to come on again and chat about anything going on, including March Madness, which just kicked off. As a big Spartan fan, I'm excited.
Sparty. By the way, I lived in central Michigan for a number of years, lived in Detroit, and so I'm well aware of Izzo and the Upers running that program at Michigan State. We'll find out, though. We'll find out. Andy, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it.
You bet, and go green.
There you go. Sparty. I just love Sparty. Yeah, it's March Madness time. There's so much going on. We're going to try and capture all of it. Stick around. We got a lot to do as we continue. Coming up, one U.S. senator already has come out against Mike Pompeo, and Gina Haspel, who's the designee to become the head of the I'm serious. The head of the CIA, a woman as a head of the CIA. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now. Do you have dental insurance but haven't found a dentist you trust? Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're paying for dental benefits, shouldn't you and your family make the most of those benefits? That's why you need to call True Dentistry and make an appointment now. Since I moved to Vegas back in 2011, I've been proud to call Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry my dentist. In fact, I've never felt more comfortable in a dentist chair than I do at True Dentistry. Plus, True Dentistry knows you're busy, so they're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursdays. Heck, I can even get my teeth cleaned before my show. And appointments are also available Fridays and Saturdays. Call them to schedule your free consultation and use the annual insurance benefits you've already paid for. Call True Dentistry at 702-434-4800. They accept all major insurance. That's 434-4800, 434-4800. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Or check them out at truedentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I referred Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
790, Las Vegas, and 98.1, Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. It is, Thursday. That means Wayne Allyn Root coming up in just a bit. In fact, top of the hour, Wayne Allyn Root will join us. Okay. I want to get to this, 3,000 protests or rallies, as it were, yesterday around the country, including here in southern Nevada, in northern Nevada, all across the state. Kids were walking out. Kids were walking out of class. Now, I just want to say, I have had just in the last 24 hours, and really in the last 12 hours, I've had three sets of parents, different, they're unrelated. And they're telling me that their child felt bullied to participate in this. In fact, in one particular case, a child had to go to a coach's office where they could hang out during the protests because there was such peer pressure to be a part of these protests, which ended up being anti-gun rallies, essentially. And these kids, God bless them, they just don't get it. They don't understand that they're being used. They just don't understand it. And these parents said essentially the same thing, that their child felt bullied into participating, that if you weren't participating, somehow you weren't you somehow weren't with the in crowd. Now, a lot of these kids that participated in these rallies, not all of them were thinking of this in terms of school safety, of keeping themselves safe. A lot of them thought they were going to an anti-gun rally, which is fine. A lot of them thought it was a ditch day. A lot of them thought it was an excuse to leave campus and go to McDonald's or some other fast food. And not everybody that participated in these rallies that you saw on cable news were, you know, let's just put it this way. Not all of them were there for school safety. Now, what I want you to hear, let's go to Cut 8 real quick. This is the best we could do from this Capitol Hill rally. There were Democrat members of Congress, Luis Gutierrez, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and others who made this into an anti-gun rally very, very quickly. Here's a montage, though, of some of the better Democrats talking about this at the rally.
We need laws, not nice thoughts and prayers. Yeah.
The NRA has made me public enemy number one, and I'm proud of it.
Yeah. Are you going to vote out of office the people who take the gun lobby money and put your safety at risk?
The NRA has held Congress hostage for years now. These young people have shown up to spring us free.
We need a vote now. We need a vote now. We need a vote now.
By the way, Chris Murphy from Connecticut, who was on that montage talking about, anti-gun this, anti-gun that. The fact is, that we need laws. We need more laws. The fact is, we have laws on the books. And when we think of those 17 people who gave their lives at Parkland, Florida, it's not a matter that we need more laws. We need the FBI to do its job, local Broward County cops to do their job. There were so many failures on February 14th, on Valentine's Day. There were so many. And I'm just going to tell you, to me, it was horrific what happened. But more laws wouldn't have saved even one life. More laws would not have saved anybody. If Aaron Feist, the assistant football coach, had something more than his bare hands between himself and the killer, if he'd had a Glock, the ending to this Parkland, Florida story might have been much different. And I'm going to open up our phone lines in our next half hour. I want to talk to parents whose kids participated in protests yesterday in the Clark County School District or Washoe County School District or anywhere around the state or in SoCal. And I want to find out what the reports from your kids were. Did they feel pressured? Did they feel pressured into participating to make it the in thing? To walk out, to make a statement, to be an activist. And is that what these kids are being taught in school? I mean, are they getting this from their parents? Who, by the way, most probably are the product of public schools in America. Or is it the kids are getting it from their teachers? We'll see what you think. We'll find out. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. If you have children that participated in one of these rallies around the state, call me right now at 844, the number 2 Nevada, 844-263-8232. And by the way, are any of you getting reports of essentially not-so-subtle bullying on the part of peer groups to participate in this rally? To not just stay in your classroom, to actually leave for 17 minutes or for an hour in 17 minutes. We'll talk about that and more coming up. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
Don't you love her ways? Tell me what you say. Don't you love her?
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Live and local now. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. Tina is a first-time caller. She joins us. Where is she calling us from? From Las Vegas. Listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. Good morning, Tina. You're up. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited. I listen to you every morning.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
I have two children who go to Somerset Academy in North Las Vegas. And they are 6th and 7th graders, so 12 and 13. And they did the walkout yesterday with their whole school. And my daughter came home, and it was very touching because she felt like she was part of something. And she was part of, trying to make a difference. And they had a moment of silence for every victim. So the 17 minutes of silence they observed. And, you know, I think it was a good thing for the schools and the students who were doing it for the right reasons. As far as gun control goes, I don't believe that it's the gun that kills the people. I believe it's the people who kill the people. You know, that's just my own thought. I don't own a gun, nor does anybody in my family own a gun, but I'm not against having a gun in your household to protect yourself.
Let me ask you, was the at Somerset, and again, is that Clark County Public School?
No, it's a charter school.
Okay, okay. Did your daughter feel at all pressured, or was this a school-wide event that was more like a, more like an assembly than anything else?
No, she wasn't pressured at all. She wanted to do something to help. She felt like she was helping, being part of something that was bigger than her.
Okay. Would you yeah. like your daughter to become, or would you like your kids to become activists? I mean, in the classic sense, I mean, after they're done with school, after they're done with college.
Well, I have two older sons. One's an attorney, which graduated from Dartmouth, and the other one is a physical therapist who graduated from Carnegie Mellon. And, you know, they have their opinions as well, but one of them is probably going to go into politics.
So, wow! Wow!
My kids are I have them very aware of what's going on in the world and around them, and you know, we recycle, we do the things that we can do in our community to make it a better place to live.
Very good, Tina. I'm so glad you called, and I thank you. And again, raising a family of activists, maybe. I don't know. Go next to Anthony. Anthony, your wait is over. You're up on Live and Local Now. I'm Kevin Wall. Good morning, Anthony.
How are you doing? It's wonderful to talk to you. I'm telling you, we always listen to you, Michael, and then Wayne in the afternoon there.
I love you. God, love you. People like this. We need more people like this. Anthony, thank you.
So my son, he's a freshman at Coronado. And he hurt his foot last week, so he has to wear a boot. And they actually forced him to leave the classroom. And he's like, Dad, I don't know. I just wanted to sit there. I'm in pain, and they're making me leave because they said we all have to get up. I mean, he's so tired of the liberal bull, it's unbelievable. When he was in Bob Miller, the president was going through his inauguration and everything, and he said if you ever spoke up in positive manner about Trump, they would either dock you or there would be some kind of reparations or a reprimand going on. And he said, even the kids took it all as a joke. They said, oh, it gives us extra time. We can skip and leave and stuff like that. None of them are looking at this as an activist thing. They're looking at it as a chance to get up out of the classroom. He said that. He said that was the average concern of the student body is a chance to actually leave.
Let me ask you
about guns.
Anthony, a quick question, though. Because you are the customer, you are the consumer, you're the client, if you will. Do you ever interact with your principal, with your school board member, and just ask them what the hell is going on there?
You know, I've tried, and it's the same thing you hear, is they keep trying to either redirect you or it's like they take a page out of these self-help books and they're trying to calm you down and direct your attention to something else, saying that you're wrong. Or maybe you should feel wrong about this. Look at your own home. And you just never get a clear, concise answer on anything.
Let me ask you, what I worry about is that there is an entire generation of young person that's growing up that doesn't know anything else than what they've seen in the last 5 to 7 years. Do you worry about America down the road?
Well, of course. I mean, I recently watched that movie, My Dinner with Andre, and he talks about it right there in the spot. You know, we are building our own prisons. The way that we're raising these young people to grow up is to look at everything as an institutionalized and be positive about it. you know, we're building our own walls around ourselves and saying, okay, this is where we're going to look. We're going to look inward, and we're not going to take outside views on anything because that's bad. You don't want to do that. But we'll talk about it and say, be positive about it, but we're not going to do anything about it. And they keep talking about these more laws. More laws are not going to prevent people obtaining these guns illegally. And that's the biggest concern.
That's that is so sad. It is not a ringing endorsement of what's going to be happening in America in the next 20 years. Anthony, I'm so glad you called, and I thank you. And you keep listening. And just keep fighting the good fight. And that's really all you can do. Now, if you think, this is what's interesting. I'm not the only one. Anthony is not the only one that has reported bullying. Let's go to cut six, because this is Ben Shapiro, the editor-in-chief of the Daily Wire, was on Fox last night. And he, too, he's received hundreds of texts and emails detailing what I would call bullying or peer pressure to engage in these marches, in these protests. This is Ben Shapiro last night on Fox.
Yeah, I've been getting legitimately dozens, scores of messages, probably 100 since yesterday, of students who are disappointed at the way they feel they've been bullied into joining the school walkouts. What I suggested is walk out with your friends and hold up signs that say things like standing with children, standing with the Second Amendment, or protect our lives, arm law-abiding people. I mean, the media has put forward this message, and they've been doing this for years, but it's really, I think, accelerated in the last few months, and particularly in the last few weeks. They've been putting forward this message that if you disagree with them on gun control, then this means you don't care enough about the kids. And now they are activating these kids and putting them out on the front lines and putting them in photo ops so that they can essentially use them as political human shields. Now, listen, the kids can say whatever they want. That's their prerogative, obviously.
Yeah.
But it is the media that are choosing to elevate these kids as moral authorities, even though tragedy and age don't confer any sort of expertise on a given issue.
That's Ben Shapiro. If you think it's bad now, wait another week or so. The 24th is the date that the students in Parkland, Florida, set for a march on Washington, a million teen march, if you will. What do they call it? The Save Our Lives March on Washington. And you'd think it was bad yesterday. Imagine on a Saturday. I imagine this is a Saturday afternoon thing where they supposedly are going to try and bus a million teens to our nation's capital. And by the way, the rally is going to be sponsored by George Clooney and Oprah Winfrey, two of the leading liberal lights in our country. Get a load of that. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
They had 17 minutes of silence for the victims. How about 41 minutes of silence for every phone call the police and the FBI didn't answer that would have prevented that event from ever taking place? And next time maybe they'll answer the first phone call, and it won't happen anymore. And I'm going to point out two other things. The Pulse nightclub in Florida, you can't take a firearm into any location that serves alcohol. Well, if anybody was a CCW holder, and there were, their guns were in the parking lot, and they were defenseless. So maybe the legislators ought to take an IQ test before they're elected. The other one is the Aurora movie theater shooting. Adam Lanza, he skipped two movie theaters where guns were permitted to be taken in and went to the third one where they were not. Repeal the gun-free school zone. And the only other thing I'm going to say, ladies and gentlemen, your children haven't been taught one thing, and they skipped it over in the media. The president of China declared himself president for life because he knows something that you don't. And he learned it from Mao Zedong, a former Chinese leader, that said all political power comes from the muzzle of a gun. And he's got them, and the Chinese population don't. So be careful what you teach your children, because whatever comes in their lifetime is going to be based on the fruits of their labors. And if they go up against the Constitution and they do what you want them to do, their lives are going to be miserable, because maybe some future leader is in the United States is going to decide, you know what, I like being president, I'm not leaving, I got the military, you don't have any firearms anymore, and I'm not going anywhere. So you better take a look really, really hard. Thanks, Kevin. You have a good day.
Hey, thank you for the call. No, he makes a lot of sense. No, I'm just telling you, there were so many failures on Valentine's Day on February 14th in Parkland, Florida, and so many mistakes that were made before February 14th that resulted in 17 lives being lost. This and then using these kids, these teens, as props in a political kabuki theater, something's wrong. Now, the good thing is there are kids, teens, that are recognizing this for what it is. But their voices are being drowned out by the masses. And that's exactly what people on the left want. We'll talk about it. In fact, I've just freed up a line, so if you want to squeeze through, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Adam Laxalt answers few questions and offers no solution. He's taken money from about every lobbyist and big casino in town. He can't provide the adult leadership Nevadans deserve. Dan Schwartz has been a CEO, solves problems, and won't take a dime from lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
Who says there's no such thing as a free lunch? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm so excited about Rhythm Kitchen's incredible New Orleans-style lunch buffet that I want to treat you to a free lunch. This New Orleans-style lunch buffet includes jambalaya, hush puppies, fried okra, plus a full salad bar and a soft drink. Every day on Live and Local Now, I'll be giving away a free New Orleans-style lunch buffet. So keep listening, and I'll see you at Rhythm Kitchen.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764. 1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Despite billions spent and a huge tax hike, Nevada schools are last in America. Crowded classrooms, low test scores, and unprepared graduates. A code red emergency that wrecks middle class families and jobs. As Governor Dan Schwartz will fix it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I wonder what Wayne Allen Root will say about the protests all across the country and here in Southern Nevada yesterday. It's incredible the clips that you pull and you find out what the kids thought they were doing, and most of them thought they were at an anti-gun rally because that's the way most of the rhetoric was. The fact is, it was not supposed to be, well, I'm saying we would hope it was not designed to be an anti-gun rally, but that's what it turned out to be. And these kids, these teens, are being duped. And what they don't understand is that if you look back at what happened in Parkland, Florida, this is a failure on so many levels, not necessarily on the gun level. But the administration of that school that allowed the shooter access, the cops in Broward County, the FBI, the 39 visits, and nobody lifted a finger to save these 17 people. And by the way, the school officials, the teachers, the assistant football coach, Aaron Feiss, who were defenseless. If Aaron Feiss, instead of having his bare hands between him and the shooter, had a Glock in one of those hands, or maybe two Glocks, this might not have been the horrific loss of life that it turned out to be. Let's get back to your phone calls. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? I got one line open. You can seize it right now. Let's go to Tom. Tom, you're up, and you're on Live and Local Now. I'm Kevin Wall. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Kevin. Listen, this was nothing more than a function to indoctrinate these children into the victimology, activism, roots that the Democrat Party seems to be, buried in. You know, and the larger the number of participants that they could garner, the higher the percentage of devoted little lockstep future communist Democrats that would result from it. I consider this to be an egregious display of child abuse on the part of not only the Democrat Party, but every school district that allowed children to participate in this. All they're trying to do is exploit the situation that took place. The horrific loss of these children's lives should be accepted for what it was, and rather than being blown out of proportion, it should be minimized, and children should be made to understand that, you know, that this was an anomaly. You know, this poor young kid that did all this stuff with all the background coverage of him in the past, you know, all you can say is that this guy was possibly being groomed for this act that he carried out.
Well, just remember, who is it that's going to help these kids learn? Is it the liberal teachers? Is it the liberal teachers that are going to do it? I doubt it. Brian's a first-time caller. Brian, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I'm here. I live here in the Coachella Valley, and I have a kid that attends one of the high schools here. And I got several text messages from him and his friends yesterday saying that there were kids that had walked out. And I actually didn't really realize that yesterday was the day. And of course, my child, we're a family that hunts and shoots guns, so he chose to not. and actually talked some of the other kids out of doing it. But I did reach out to the principal. I sent him an email, and I have an appointment tomorrow at 3 o'clock to sit down with him. My problem, Kevin, is not even a political thing. I do have a problem with a political thing. But what I said to him in the email is, hey, if my kid decides to walk out next week because he doesn't believe in whatever your view is on say, abortion, if my child shows up next week and hands out pamphlets with dead babies on them, that, and I'm not saying that that's my view, but if he were to do that, he would be sent home. And what I said to him is, I will not tolerate a double standard for these kids. So next week when my son wants to get up and leave because he's hungry and he wants to go to Subway, what are you going to do? You can't give him a truancy because you've given these other kids a free pass.
One thing I want to do, and only because I'm running a little short on time, I'm going to put you on hold if that's okay. We're going to get your number, and I want to talk to you on Monday. Because if you're going to meet with that principal at 3 o'clock tomorrow, I want to talk with you on Monday morning first thing, okay?
I am going to meet with him tomorrow.
Okay.
So, yes, I will, absolutely.
Okay, hang on one second. And by the way, see, the folks in the Coachella Valley, they get it. They understand. They know what this is all about.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm Scott LaFada, and I'm running for Lieutenant Governor. I am one of you running to represent all of us. During my statewide Lincoln dinner tour, I have met with Republicans across our great state. I have listened to the bright voices and concerns of everyday Nevadans, business owners, senior citizens, veterans, and our elected county and municipal officials. The issues discussed have a common thread amongst us. Help grow the economy and bring in diverse new big business without using our precious tax dollars and the government picking winners and losers. We need less business stopping regulation and taxation and more help and nurturing of small business. Our goal to get our education system to first place, not last, as it has been in many cases. And we need to improve education in order to attract new leading edge big global businesses, including technology, aerospace defense, and automotive. Together with my Nevada First agenda that addresses every one of these points, we can address these issues to move Nevada to a leadership position that every American and global business leader will take note of. Once again, I am Scott LaFada, and thank you for your support in electing me your next Lieutenant Governor.
Paid for by LaFada for Nevada.
Okay. And by the way, Brian will join us on Monday, and we'll find out what happened with his principal meeting tomorrow at 3. And we'll find out if Brian and his family got any satisfaction at all. Coming up, my buddy, my pal, my mentor, Wayne Allen Root. War Now. What did he think of the walkouts? 3,000 schools across the country, many of them right here in Nevada. We'll get to that more coming up. Live and local now. Stress can make your life miserable. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Take it from me, stress can come from work with bosses and coworkers or at home with family members. Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing, APRN, at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, knows the triggers of stress vary from person to person, and so do the symptoms. Because stress is such a normal occurrence in our lives, many of us don't even recognize that we're suffering from it. If you're easily agitated, feel overwhelmed, have difficulty relaxing, or if you're going through a bout of low self-esteem, then you need to see if my friends at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center can help. A simple saliva test will determine any hormone imbalances, and then Dr. Christie will develop a treatment plan tailored to your needs. Call my friend Dr. Christy Thomas at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. That's 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. They're conveniently located just off the 215 at 5735 South Fort Apache and online at vitalitymedicalwellness.com.